This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school baseball, the Seguin Matadors clinched at least a tie for fourth place in District 26-5A with one game remaining, despite a 7-0 setback to the Bernie champion Chargers at Smokey Joe Williams Field on Tuesday night. The loss by the Matadors, along with a loss by New Braunfels Canyon, keeps Seguin one game ahead of the Cougars, who are now in a three-way tie for fifth place in the district with San Antonio Wagner and Kerrville Tyvee. Wagner defeated Canyon 5-1 at Wagner High School on Tuesday night to force a tie with the Cougars. Kerrville Tyvee knocked off last place San Antonio Veterans Memorial 9-3 on Tuesday night in Kerrville to keep pace with the T-Birds and Cougars. Canyon will host Wagner on Friday night while Tyvee plays at Veterans Memorial on the final day of the district season. Seguin will travel to Bernie on Friday for a rematch with the Chargers. Bernie champion is tied for first place in the district with Smithson Valley. If Seguin wins on Friday, they will clinch the final playoff berth. If the match lose, there will be at least one tiebreaker game for Seguin next week to determine the last playoff spot in the district. First pitch between the Mats and Chargers on Friday is set for 7 p.m. at Champion High School. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors are in the Class 5A softball playoffs. The Lady Mats will face District 25 5A champion Liberty Hill in the bi-district round in a best-of-three series. Games 1 and 2 are Thursday and Friday nights. A Game 3, if necessary, will be held on Saturday afternoon at noon. All games will be played at San Marcos High School, and we'll have them all right here on KWED. Game 1 between the Lady Matadors and Lady Panthers is set for 6 o'clock Thursday evening in San Marcos. Friday's game will also start at 6 p.m. The Navarro Lady Panthers will also play a best-of-three series in their Class 4A bi-district playoff. Navarro, the third-place team from District 28-4A, will play District 27-4A second-place finisher Comal Davenport. Game 1 is tomorrow night at 6 in Geronimo. Game 2 will be held on Friday evening at 6 at Davenport High School. A Game 3, if necessary, will take place Saturday at noon at Navarro High School. And District 26 3A champion Marion will face Tidehaven in their bi-district matchup. Tidehaven fell to Yoakum Tuesday night in a tiebreaker game for third place in District 25 3A. They'll now face the Lady Bulldogs in the playoffs starting tomorrow. Back to baseball, the Navarro Panthers used a 9-run fifth inning to run rule San Antonio Memorial 11-0 in five innings on Tuesday night in San Antonio. Gavin Newborg had a double and a triple and drove in two runs for the Panthers, who won their final district game. Austin Davidson also had a pair of hits and scored two runs. Davidson got the start on the mound and went four innings, allowing only one hit and striking out nine. The Panthers finished 8-2 and in second place in District 28-4A. Behind 10-0 Livernia, Navarro will play either Wimberley or Fredericksburg in the bi-district round next week. And the Marion Bulldogs, champions of District 26-3A, will play Tidehaven in the first round of the playoffs next week. The UIL bi-district baseball playoffs start next Thursday. The Bulldogs will host San Antonio Jefferson in a non-district game on Friday night. And finally, college golf. The Texas Lutheran women's golf team closed out its 2023-24 season on Tuesday with a sixth-place finish at the SCAC Championships in Lake Whitney, Texas. Navarro High School alum Jacqueline Springs finished in 26th place with a 72-hole total of 292. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.